We are KC559. WROWB is 49 and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WROWB 489 from WSHM 738, over. On your normal schedule now, or semi-normal.
Semi-normal.
Although it's a bit early from what I know to be normal.
Yeah, well, by next week, you'll be hearing me, you know, it'll be the same schedule. Regular normal, schedule.
Roger. Pretty cold out there, too. It's, I know, under 20, I think.
Got 19 over here by the bay.
Yeah, all right. Well, any flurries?
No flurries.
All right, very good.
Flurries, no QRM. Yes, it's clear.
All right. So far, so good.
You still on your way to work this morning?
Nope, not till Monday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, my days are running out. I got 3 days left, so back to the normal grind on the 5th.
Charlie said it was the 5th for him, too, to come up back.
We kind of had the same thing going on there.
The other Paul, I think he said the 5th, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's nice to have that. Big swap of days off. I had 12 of them off, so pretty nice. Goes quick, though.
This week's gone by quick, too. Man, I tell you.
Yeah, you're already the number 2 day of 2026 already.
We'll see what this year brings.
Hopefully Santa's handing out some late karma.
Certified letters?
And a pair of handcuffs in some cases. Yeah, what time you gotta start?
I just have to do this till 3:30 today, then I'm done.
Well, that ain't so bad. You have the afternoon off.
It's starting to get some snow coming down here.
Yeah, I think you're going to see flurries here and there for a little bit this morning. I know it's been on and off here, I guess, but it is what it is.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, I know the other day, you know, my idiot neighbor next door, you know, he's in Elite, Florida, to his driveway, whatever, you know, waste gas, whatever.
With the light stuff, I use my Toro electric blower. It's a really high-powered one. It's like their top-of-the-line deal. Works good for the light snows.
Yeah, but, you know, when it's, you know, a little bit deeper, you know, it really doesn't do, you know, justice.
No, it's only good for a dusting, you know, and that's what I use it for. I used it yesterday that way because New Year's Eve, it snowed. I shoveled it, but it was still, like, just a little bit left, some remnants moving through. So there was a little left over, so the next morning I went out there and maybe with a quarter inch, maybe. Blower took care of it, like, in lightning speed. Yeah, you can't do anything any magnitude with it, but it clears the dustings off if it's cold enough. If it's wet, forget it. Too warm, it's never going to move it.
Whatever, you know. But, I just found that kind of, you know, interesting. It's like, whatever. But, when I get home, you know, I'll just, like, I've been putting it off, you know, I'll just do my driveway today when I get home.
Yeah, I'll look in a little bit and see how much is out there. It's a little bit from yesterday, sure a little bit from this morning. I'll dust it off a little later. It's too early to make too much noise out there right now.
Yeah, copy that.
We were good with the snow for a while, but all of a sudden, New Year's Eve, boom, there's some, and then getting these dustings right after, so we're back in a snowy phase. I haven't looked at the forecast to see when it's going to warm up, but we're back in the cold here for now.
Right. Yep. What was it, last week? No, it was this week, you know. We had all that torrential rain, and then it turned into, you know, snow.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be pretty cold through the weekend, but Monday it pops up to 33 and then 39 on Tuesday and up into the 40s later in the week. So, you know, we're getting out of the grip of the cold here after this weekend.
Yeah, good thing.
Ready for spring, buddy. Get rid of this month and next month, and things get better in March.
That one year, I think it snowed, yeah, up until like May 1st.
Yeah, you just hope for an early, nice April. That's what you got to hope for. So, but things start progressing. You know, you get a little warmer days in March, and you're not out of the woods by then, but we've had years where it's been nice from April 1st on. Just hope for one of those years.
Yeah. I remember one year we were up north for Easter, and yeah, Easter Sunday, there was like 3 inches on the ground.
Yeah, and you can get April snows too. They typically don't stay long. Again, start transitioning to cooler nights and warmer days, but that can happen. I think we talked about this before. I seen snow flurries in the middle of May one year. I mean, it didn't add up to anything, but there were flurries.
It's in May of 2016. Well, I don't, I remember that. It popped in my head. But I remember that as well. Yeah, I was at work, and I look out the window, and I'm like, yeah, we had high winds that day, and I'm like, I'm seeing flurries. It's like, it was like, what, May 1st? You know, somebody else take that spot, obviously.
Yeah, so, well, you never know. It is what it is. You're a hero for a couple of years, and then you'd be in the unemployment line the year after. It's the way it works.
People say, oh, it's all because of the Bobby Lane curve.
They said that ended years ago, right? I mean, some 50-year curse or something, whatever it was.
Like, it's owners that don't want to, you know, spend the money.
Well, a lot of ways, 2 years ago, I mean, he made some bad decisions or he could have been in the Super Bowl. You know, always going for it, having good success doing it, but sometimes you just got to take the points.
Exactly. Are we going for a record here?
Who knows?
You know what I'm getting at, right?
Yes, I do.
Dan must be sleeping in this morning.
Maybe, don't know. Or his wife, right? He doesn't turn this on if his wife's sleeping. The beats wake her up.
Well, they always had the headset option. You could always get that.
Yep, could be.
HTK with that earpiece, but I don't use it because it hurts my ears.
I don't use none of that junk. I wouldn't expect anybody else to, neither.
You'd be surprised, man. These stores that have HTs, they use them. I don't see how you could, you know, work an 8-hour shift with that earpiece in your ear like that. The things are very uncomfortable and they're not form-fitted.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't use them. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here, Mike. I heard you in there, so I figured I'd say, hey, have a good rest of your day at work, and catch you later this evening or something. So we'll see you at WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'll be out here on this one. So, yeah, we'll catch you later there. WRWB at 49, will be clear.
WSFT 902 973. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Got it on?
Hey, good morning, Red Bag to you.
Wow. What's happening?
None. Sitting back. Suffering. I don't know. Just hanging out.
Yeah, righteous. Hey. Didn't know what was going on with you. I haven't heard from you in quite a while. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Roger that. I haven't done well these past couple of days. I meant to text you Happy New Year and just get around to it, man. But Happy New Year right back to you, man. Hope it all went good.
Dude, brother, I slept through New Year's. I fell out about 10 o'clock and get up to like 3 o'clock in the morning. Just another day to me. I worked New Year's Day. I had the next day off. Today I gotta go back and punch the grind out again, so. Yeah, it is what it is. It was short-lived, but it was good.
Roger that. I had a bout of insomnia New Year's Eve, so ended up staying up all night. So I stayed up through the New Year. No banging and clanging outside, though. I didn't hear no explosions or gunshots or what have you. It was too cold. I think it's too cold out there for anybody to blow off any artillery anyway. They're okay.
I miss the old days. Like when the Korolevsky, Mr. Korolevsky, get out there. Yeah, he made a ruckus. Wow, there's some days.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, in the old days, man, it didn't matter the weather. When that 12 o'clock hit, that whole damn neighborhood was noisy. You're all a cornucopia of explosives and gunshots, and the neighbor next door used to get his shotgun out and flood it off a couple there. But I'm surprised I didn't hear nothing. I listened, but I didn't hear nothing, man. Ain't nothing happened this
one. Yeah, Roger that. Hey, if you ever get the electric switch to put crackle on there, or what's the thing on that?
Yeah, I just gotta run the nuts back on them and put it back together. I haven't put it back together yet. I haven't been well. So it's just sitting here, but I'll get around to it sometime here.
Roger, did you fire it up and see if it did the trick or?
Well, so far it seems to have done it, so you know, I won't know until I go using it a lot, which is, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But it seems like it did it. It took care of it.
Ah, well, that's good. Now that's a success story. That's always good to hear.
Yeah, I just gotta bolt it all back together. I ain't up for it right now. But, yeah, I think it took care of it. It didn't seem to be making any noise or cross-switching or anything, so. Well, you know, time, like I said, time will tell. So what else is going on? That's a nice guitar you got there. Damn. That's a beautiful guitar Frank got.
Yeah, Roger there. He said he played it yesterday. When he left out of here, he got sick when he got home. So, not too thrilled about that, because he used Hefner there. Like he's the guy that always is German folded. But anyhow, the only thing is, he really couldn't figure out. He got the four. You got the two volumes and the two tones, and then that one third switch there, really the fifth switch, what that is. I'm thinking it's the stereo control, but then again, it could be a dial between, if you have all four, or if you have all two pickups on it, it selects more towards one towards the other or something. I really didn't know.
Yeah, that I wouldn't know either. Unless it's a Rickenbacker version of the baritone, the Gibson baritone, which is a switch with a bunch of capacitors connected to it that, as you switch, it switches different values and gives you different tones. But I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know the Rickenbacker guitar. I don't know them that well.
Yeah, no, Roger that. Like I said, I kind of played around with it a little bit and turned it one way and I turned it the other way. It's almost like a volume switch. There was no click to it, so I don't really have nothing to do with that. It's not like a BB cane or something, but Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Rickenbacker fan to begin with. He paid a lot of money for it. I know that. I mean, I watched him throw out a 10 Hyundai. I was trying to talk him into like a reissue 60 Les Paul or something and for that kind of money. No, he wanted that. You know, it's got the single coil pickups and all that in there, but it ain't my world, so I don't know. Something he wanted.
All right. Does it have the two jacks on it, the stereo?
To be honest with you, he kind of picked it up and played around with it. And I kind of, while he was playing it, I kind of turned the dial a little bit, but I didn't really look at it. I'm not a Rickenbacker fan, to be honest with you. I thought he'd do a lot better than a Kelly or, like I said, a Les Paul, you know. For the money he put out, he could have got a Les Paul standard reissue, you know, something. I don't know.
Yeah, because I know there's two versions of that guitar. One has a single mono jack on it, like our guitars, and then another version had two of them. One jack can go mono. Well, if you plug in the both jacks, you go stereo. There was two different versions of that guitar. That's why I was wondering if you got the stereo version or not.
Yeah, 15902. Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. I really didn't play around with it. It wasn't my toy, so I don't know. I just set up the two amps here and ran it stereo and let him kind of pluck through it. It sounded good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's WSSV793 ID. Now, why is he happy? That's what he wanted. He got what he wanted, so if he's happy with it, then I'm happy. Like I said, it's a nice-looking guitar, man. I always liked the Ricks. I never liked them, you know, crazy about them, but I always thought they were a nice guitar.
John Rogers, that, I don't know, like I said, it's not really my world, and I am not a big Rickenbacker fan. Again, I thought for the money he put out, he could have did real righteous by getting a Tally or, again, a Les Paul or something.
Now he wants to be a little different. I don't know. He's amassing himself a pretty good arsenal, though.
Yeah, no, Roger that. He is getting quite the collection now. So, it ain't like he's buying cheap ones either. He could have just did himself righteous by getting even a Thunderbird or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, Roger that. You say he got sick?
Roger that. He got some type of bug. He's still sick right now. We just talked to him last night. He still ain't feeling 100%, but and he stayed home from work. He didn't want to get none of those people sick. So he's got one girl that works the counter. He didn't want to get her sick. It shut his business down. So again, it ain't my world. I just suck up everybody's air.
Yeah, Raj. Yeah, Steph's been home about a week now, pretty much close to it. I guess he's got the COVID.
Oh, Roger that. That's going around, too. Tommy got that a little while back, and then he got the other crud that's going around, too. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't afford to get that. I need to stay working, so hopefully I don't come down with that crud.
I hope not either, man. You got too much stuff going on. But I didn't even know, man, that shit was going around till then he got sick and found out he has COVID, and I'm like, geez, I thought that stuff was off the door, but I guess not.
And he ain't dying or nothing, but he hasn't been to work in about a week, close to a week there, so he should be getting around to feeling better here the next day or two, hopefully. Usually he recovers pretty fast.
Yep, roger that. I had that COVID a while back. It took me like a week or two to get over it. Well, it wasn't that bad. So, yeah, hopefully get some speedy recovery on that.
Hey, roger that. What time do you think you'd be home from work today?
It's been pretty cold out. I'm just hoping I work till like 4. I'll be leaving out probably about 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. I kind of cut the overtime out. I don't know why, but we got so many projects that are overdue. So you have to cut the overtime out. I don't know what's going on. It ain't my world. Again, I'm just taking up everybody's air, so. You tell me to work over, I'll work over. I need the money anyway, so.
Yeah, all right. I'll get a hold of you when you're home. I got to speak on you. I'm going to do it out here. I have to get a hold of you there. Speak on you there. Get back from work there. So, that's why I asked.
Just because I got my phone with me and I got the radio with me, I'm on my way to work. Give me a call now.
Let me do it after work. I'm not up for it right now.
Nobody died, did they? Nobody passed out, did they? Everybody's still alive, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, nobody's, kicked off or anything there, but no, I do it after you get home from work. I'm just not up for it right now.
Okay, will do. Okay. I'm glad to hear at least you got your aunt back together. That's a good thing.
Yeah, sometimes I want to get it off. Rest of the way to go and get an indication and everything before I start losing parts to it and stuff and get it running again. So I just ain't up for it, but I'll get there. That's all that's left is just the slightest heck in the cabinet and wallet. I make it sound simple, but you gotta get a slight chassis back in the cabinet, bolt it on there, da da da. Put the knobs on, put the tubes in. Hook up the speaker and whatever else there. So that's about it, man. That's about all that's going on.
Yeah, right. You gotta put the new tubes in at the time, right? I'm sure you already got it apart. I throw some new tubes on it. Might as well, right?
Yeah, it's all gonna be changed over. You know, just to be on the safe side.
There you go, do a full tune-up on it instead of having to tear back into it, so it's a good idea.
Alright. I'm going to go find me something to drink. And, whatever it is I got to do, I'm going to do it here, so. Like I said, I'll get a hold of you this afternoon. I'll give you a holler, I'll tell you what's up.
I brought my radio in today, so normally I don't, but I figured shoot what the heck. You know, I'm trying to walk out the door and I didn't want to cut it off short, so it hasn't hurt for you. Shoot, almost a week. So anyhow, at least I got it with me. So.
Alright. Alright, very good. I'll speak on you in a little bit. I'm going to get me something to drink and
don't know, whatever it is, it don't matter anyway. But anyway, we'll get a hold of you later.
You can always get a hold of me 24/7, dude, so. I got people calling me late at night, early in the morning, so. Whenever you need to get a hold of me, you can always get a hold of me. All I do is pick up the phone. Or sometimes you can get on the radio. I normally have it on, laying on the desk, so.
All right, well, I get my stuff together here and get fully in, then maybe I'll give you a holler. Call you on the phone then.
All righty, good enough. Like I said, I won't have the radio inside, but I'll have my phone on here, that's for sure. WFMT 902, and I'm listening.
All right, we'll catch you in a few.
WRZX 218 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 WRZX 218
WRNW 329, WIUG 488, you copy? No copy on Jack, WRNW 329, monitoring.
WRUU 850.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year. Well, good morning and Happy New Year.
Sorry about that, Jack. My doctors, I just left the doctor's office and they called me right after I put my call out here. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Sean. How you doing? I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing good. Just left the doctor's office. Nothing remarkable. Changed a couple of things a little bit, you know, but all in all, it was just one of them checkups. I hadn't been to see him in a year. Oh, man. Now I got to go get me some breakfast.
That sounds good. Breakfast always sounds good. I just woke up about 7:30, and I went on the GM net, and that's about it.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I got up and I went straight to the doctor's office, and now I'm just heading toward home and trying to figure out where in the heck I'm going to go for breakfast. I have no idea. There's a little place I'm going by right now that I really like. If they're open, I'll go there. Yeah, the sign says open.
I think most of the restaurants today, they're open anyhow. Today is Friday. And it sounds like everybody went to work today, too.
This place is open. I wonder if I should go here. I'm going to look at their menu.
Well, I don't knows that too many restaurants open today. Because today is a Friday, that's why.
My problem with this place, Jack, is everything's naughty. I shouldn't be eating any of this kind of stuff. This place has got really good stuff that I shouldn't be eating.
So it should be fresh today.
Alrighty, let me figure out if I'm going here or not. I might be back in here in a few. Or I might be going in for breakfast. We'll talk to you, Jack. Again, Happy New Year. WRU850.
Hey, John. Good to hear you out there. Good talking to you. Take care. WRUG48.
WP648, still anybody
WSHB972, standing by.
RUV-935, WSHM-738.
WSJF-896, on the mobile.
WSGG-772, Shelby Township, calling 488-JACK. Jack, do you copy? WSGG-772, Shelby Township, calling 488-JACK. Jack, do you copy? Negative on 488-JACK. This is WSGG-772, Shelby Township, clear.
WSHF-567, monitoring. WSHF-567 to WRWB-489. Mike, you out here, Mike? No copy, Mike, 489. WSHF-567, clear.
Whatever, you have that T-902. 973, you got it on. Whatever, you have that T-902. 973, you got it on. Whatever, you have that T-902. 973, you got it on.
What?
Bobby, SFT 902. 973, you got it on?
Yeah, come on. Come on, Frank. I guess must not be able to hear me. No contact 902.
Ah, there he is. What's going on, Dave?
Nothing, just sitting here watching zip tie and bias plies there on YouTube and sipping on a Coca-Cola. What's happening?
All right, good enough. Well, I'm just getting out of work. Figured I'd give you a quick holler. I let my work truck warm up for a second before I took off, so I gave you a quick holler. So.
Yeah, all right, man. So you going home from, you going straight home or are you going to be making any stops?
I'm planning on going straight home, but I don't know why. Something going on I need to know about?
It's nothing. I'll give you a call a little bit when you get home. Let me know when you're home and you're relaxed and I'll call you up, talk to you. But, you know, it's just another one of them deals, another day.
Alright, good enough. In fact, I got nothing on me anyway, so, let you know. But, yeah, give me a call, I guess, when I get home. I'm heading there right now, so, I'll be there in 5 minutes. That's what I like about my job, 5 minutes from home, dude.
Yeah, that's about what I got left on this video, like 5-10 minutes. I want to finish watching it, and then I'll give you a call. So that'll give you time to get in and, you know, get yourself a little relaxed there. Or whatever it is you do when you get in there.
No, Roger, I'm going to go home and make me a cup of coffee, dude. So, yeah, give it like 15-20 minutes, and I'll be sipping on my coffee, sitting in front of my fireplace, smoking my cigarette. There you have it.
Yeah, 15-20 minutes, that'd be about right. I can finish watching my video and get myself together here. So, all right, man, well, go on and do what you're doing. And I'll give you a call about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, reception's on this pretty bad. I caught like the last part of it, but really didn't see what you said, so. Because I'm moving. Get a good spot, a bad spot.
Yeah, well, it's not working too bad for you moving. It sounds pretty good. But like I said, yeah, I'll call you about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, Roger that. The only complaint I got about this radio, these handhelds, is the reception on them. It's not so good. I got to lay the antenna almost flat down to give reception, and in certain areas I got to almost hold it out the window.
About the handhelds, sometimes you get a little funny like that, but it's all part of the game, I guess.
I have to get something where I can make it, maybe one of them DB20s like you got, where I can make a little base station and be able to transport it into the car, and have an antenna I can just plug into in the car, or the truck, I should say, but you know what I'm talking about. Maybe I just done, you know, the old school way, slide mount or something. I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Hey, Greg.
All right, brother. Go ahead, brother.
All right, man. Well, Ralph wants to get in there and I'm gonna get back to what I was doing, and I'll give you a call in about 15-20 minutes.
Gentlemen, Happy New Year to you. WSAL 946 here. Hope all is well with you, Frank, you, Dave. Haven't talked in a while. I've been kind of laying low here, Captain.
Yeah, Happy New Year there, Rob.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well, my friend. I know it's been a few days. Glad to hear you're doing all right, but, yeah, Happy New Year right back to you.
All Shelby Township, Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year, Shelby Township. WSFT 902.
One going out for breakfast tomorrow morning at the Cozy Cabin.
I get all names all confused, but Happy New Year right back to you too, my friend.
Anybody going out to breakfast tomorrow morning at the Cozy Cabin?
Breakfast.
Jack and the guys go to the Cozy Cabin for breakfast Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
You have to get the side streets out on that, where they're at. I don't know where the Cozy Cabin is or anything like that. You have to give me a couple main streets or something.
12 Mile and DeQuinder, right next to a bowling alley.
Sounds cozy.
That's GG 772.
Roger that, 12 in the Quinder at 8 o'clock, correct?
Yes, 12 in the Quinder next to the bowling alley, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right, roger that. May see you there.
All right, this is Paul, Shelby Township, WSGG 772.
Hey, it's Frank. Thanks again for having a look at my boiler here. I've determined I need a new air release, that automatic air release thing for it.
On your expansion tank or your DP valve for the pressure?
Neither. It's a valve that lets the air out of the system. It's got a little tire cap on it.
Well, a coin vent. I got one. Probably got 20 of them laying around. I just got to find one. I could dig through my stuff and find one somewhere.
Well, I let a bunch of air out of it the other day. Like I say, every once in a while I get some noise. And the pipes just quit. But then I find out after looking into it that cap is supposed to be loose so the thing can do its job. And when the valve fails, it starts spewing water, and then you tighten the cap up. And that's exactly what's happening. So, you know, I let it out manually, but I'm going to get a new one on there.
Yeah, well, don't order one. I got one laying around somewhere. I got boxes full of stuff. I just got to dig through it. I just found a whole bunch of them not too long ago, and I just got to figure out where I put them. I got an extra one laying around, so don't go buying one.
All right. Well, there's, like I say, I'm in no big hurry to do any dang thing, so you know, I checked at the... I don't know, yesterday or the day before, and there's no more air right now. It just spews some water, so I got the air out, but it'd be nice not to have to mess with it.
Well, them coin vents, you do have to open them up every once in a while, just so you know. They're not kind of automatic.
Well, when they're new, I think they're supposed to be. Whether they work or not, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it's probably a pipe thread going in there. You got to get the right ones. You don't have to fart around with adapters and stress like that.
I got them. They're a quarter inch thread. They usually go on top of a 90, so if you have like in your bathroom or something, it comes off the top of the 90. If it airlocks, you can open that coin vent and bleed it out and bleed out the air, and then it allows flow through it for when you have a flow system. But yeah, I have a bunch of them laying around.
All right, sounds good, man. If you happen to figure out and find something, let me know, and we can get you over here. I'll take care of you on it, and we'll get a fresh one on there.
Yeah, it's no issue there, Ralph. I got you. Like I said, don't worry about it. I just got to find them. And if you're not worried about the timetable on it, I'm not worried about it either. I'll get to you soon.
Now, before this time next year, it's good with me. You know, it's not much air gets in there. You know, it ain't a big deal to loosen that cap every once in a while, but... Yeah, so how's Dave been? How the heck are you, Dave? Are you still in there? He's back. He's back on the video. I started watching, what the hell is it called? Not Tommy Hunter. The Bondsman, Kevin Bacon. Pretty good show.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the Bondsman. So, but yeah, like I said, if you're not worried about the timetable, I can probably get in there over the next couple of weeks or so. And I just got to dig through my stuff and find one. So, it's not a big deal. I know I have a bunch of them. So, I think they come in 3/8 and 1/4 inch. So, I think I got both sizes. I think the one that you had on there was 1/4 inch, if I remember right. So, all right, either way, all right, Ralph, let me get in and get my cup of coffee and get warmed up here. I just come out, you know, it's cold, and I want to go get me a cup of coffee, and I'll put it on you in a little bit. I just have C902, and I'm clear.
Copy that, Frank. All right, good talking, man. I'll be out here. I'll be monitoring WSIL 946.
Whoever's keying up is Roger Beep is on. Could you please turn that off? That does interfere with the repeaters. Thank you. WSHR 566 on the air.
Hey Kevin, what's happening? Happy New Year to you. WSAL 946.
Yeah, same with you, Rob.
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right now that the holiday festivities are over with. I get some little relaxed time and got back on the radio here.
Yeah, copy that. I went up to Sherb for New Year's, and I bought him a new hamburger. So I bought him the one that I still have to do in the newscast with my brother. And you're going to laugh, you're going to laugh.
Detroit repeater lately. This is just a lot of static in there at times.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kev, you get in a better spot, we'll talk. WSAL 946. Happy New Year, my friend.
Same you.
WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WSJF 896 is WSET 257. You out there? Nothing from WSJF 896, WSET 284. This is WSET 257. Are you out there? WSIP 284, this is WSET 257. Are you out there? Phone tonight, this is WSET 257. Send me clear monitor. WSOZ 793 monitoring. WSAL 946 monitoring. Is that you, Ralph? No copy, Ralph. WSST 902, you're around. Happy New Year to you. I'm sorry, what was that?
WSU 202, Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Happy New Year right back to you and the missus. No contact, station 902. DSOZ 793. WSIL 946. Hey Dave, what's up, bro? Hey there, Ralph. I was trying to get at you up on the other one, but you weren't answering me. I figured you might not have had it turned up or something.
Well, here I'm is, brother. How's New Year going? Well, we're only 2 days into it, but I wish the best for everybody.
Yeah, I know that, my friend. Sorry I didn't get back to you earlier when 902 is on here. That thing's going on, and my mind's all over the place. How was your New Year's?
Pretty good, pretty good. And all the festivities and crap all are over with, so I can get back to my normal self. How about you? You good?
Yeah. I went to bed early, New Year's Eve, and then I slept for about 3 hours and had a bout of insomnia. It wasn't midnight yet, so I stayed up all night, but when 12 o'clock rolled around, I didn't hear no banging and booming and stuff outside. I didn't hear nothing. Usually the place sounds like a war zone going off around here, but I didn't hear anything, nothing.
Yeah, I was up and did the ball drop. I think about 11 or so, it got a little bit noisy over here, but at midnight, really nothing.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes here. It like starts at dusk. You hear the occasional bang, boom, ping, pong, pow, pow, and then as the midnight draws near, it starts, you know, coming on more and more. But, nothing. I was kind of surprised. But then again, as cold as it was out there, you know, who the hell wanted to be out there blowing off ordinances anyway?
Oh, shit. I used to run outside and unload a magazine, but you can't pull that up anymore.
Yeah, me and I don't know if you heard that earlier when me and 902 were talking, but we grew up together down 6th and Gratiot Way. Known each other since childhood. And he's saying, you know, every New Year's Eve, man, that place, that neighborhood, be jumping. Yeah, I told him, I said, yeah, that's the way it used to be, man. Didn't matter what the weather was outside when that clock hit 12. Damn neighborhood sounded like it was a full-blown war going on.
Yeah, copy that. So how you been doing? You okay? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm having some difficulties with certain things. Not good stuff either. But other than that, I'm doing all right. Taking it in day by day.
Well, yeah, me too. I got to stay on top of things. You know, you don't want to let them. You don't want to let the health issues, especially, fall. You gotta keep up on it. You know, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, well, without going into too much detail, I'm starting to have quite a bit of problems in that department. I'm going to have to get back up on, get back on top of things. I've been slacking off too long, and it's really starting to mess with me. That's why I haven't been on the radio much lately or anything. It's just, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm stupid that way, I guess, but I'm going to have to get myself checked in and get it back together again.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I want you to know, man, you can call me anytime, text me, whatever. We chit-chat, you know, off the radio. It's all good, bro.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You're a good brother. Good brother to me then. I appreciate that. I've been asking about you. With the times I have gotten out here, I haven't heard you in a while, and I'd call for you and no answer, and I'd either ask 902 or if I get to talking to Alex, ask if they heard from you. As long as they say that they heard from you, then I know you're still around there, okay?
Yeah, well, thanks, man. Yeah, I've been, you know, over the Christmas and New Year's thing, you know, I got family crap all going on, so I'm just back to my normal be at me place, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. Had all of a Christmas and stuff, had the whole damn house full, and everything is all right. I'm not complaining. It's just, I don't know, man. Except for when I was a kid, I never had much for Christmas. I mean, I don't have nothing against Christmas. Don't get me wrong. I just tell people, to me now, it's just another day. Except you got to go around hugging and, you know, hugging people you ain't seen in 10 years and, you know, family members and stuff, shaking hands, hugging, and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. You know, I got my kids. That's about it. They get their things going, and I have to attend. You know, I got to do the hugging, and there's the hugging and the kissing. But it's all good, I guess.
Well, I see it a little differently. If you have kids and they're involved, whether little or grown or whatever, you know, let them know that you still care and you still love them. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's the way it should be.
Well, that's about all I got right now, Dave, is the love of, you know, my kids. You know, I got a huge family, but, you know, it doesn't happen too much, you know. Maybe when you see each other, yes. You know, if I see my nieces or nephews, or, you know, I can say, hey, I love you and all that, but other than that, as far as it goes. But so my own kids are, we're still pretty tight, which it's my life, you know.
Yeah, right to that. It's good to know. It's good to know that if you have kids, no matter how old they are, I mean, you know, I'm sure your kids are up there, that they still love you and care for you, and that's all you can really ask for. you know, at least they love you, you know, even though you don't see them every day and then you're hugging and kissing every day and stuff, but, well, you know what I mean. But it's good, though. It might be good with kids, man. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, buddy. Well, like I said, I want you to know, you can call me anytime, man. Anytime. I mean that.
Yeah, well, I just greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. It is nice of you to say that. I would say the same thing for me, except I don't know what I'd be able to say or do to... But the same goes for me. I mean, obviously it does. I just don't know how much help I would be. But usually I get on the phone and I text everybody, you know, Happy New Year and stuff. I haven't even done that. Hell, I haven't even posted on my Facebook, man. It just, you know, I just didn't get around to it, I guess, or something.
Well, you texted me at Christmas, gave me a Merry Christmas. I think I texted you back. That's awesome. I mean, you know, that's about all you can do, you know. What are you going to do? Let people know you're thinking of them and happening, and that's about it, you know. What else can we do?
Yeah, I know Christmas I did. I know that. I texted everybody, Sherman and Kevin, and I'm not sure if I got the chat, but, and I posted on Facebook, Merry Christmas. But New Year's, I didn't do, no, I didn't. Usually, I stay up on that. Usually, I, you know, Halloween, I'll type in Happy Halloween, and I put up the song, Nazareth's Beggar's Day. I do that every Halloween, Happy Halloween, everyone, and I post the song by Nazareth called Beggar's Day. And things like that, but I don't know. This New Year's, I didn't do any of that, you know. But I remember texting you on Christmas and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Nazareth, boy. You know, a lot of people don't know. I think I discovered Nazareth when I was probably young teens, and then I found out they got like a million albums out, man. What were they, Scandinavian? Where'd they come from?
I'm not sure. I think Scandinavia, WSZ793ID. I was a kid when I had an older brother. And he listened to that stuff, and he's the one that got me away from AM radio bubblegum, CKLW crap, FM jam and good stuff, Hendrix. I got into all that stuff when I was a kid, 9, 10 years old, 8 years old, because that's all he would listen to, Robin Trower, and that's how I got into all of them. But I think Nazareth is Scandinavian. That's a funny thing, because I think yesterday or the day before, I watched a YouTube video on the evolution of Nazareth.
Yeah, it was good. It's still good stuff, but it was good stuff back then, too. God, some of the favorite songs they had, I can't remember them right now.
Yeah, well, a lot of people... They think Nazareth, they think Hair of the Dog, they think, you know, now you're messing with some bitch. That's a good song, but that's not my favorite. You know, once I heard songs like Miss Misery and Beggar Day and Whiskey Drinking Woman and stuff, man, that's the stuff I got into with Nazareth. It wasn't necessarily Hair of the Dog, but, you know, that's a good tune.
Yeah, I copy that. Whiskey Drinking Woman. Yeah, that's a good tune, man. Jeez, I can't think of it. Hair of the Dog comes to the top of my mind, but that's not the, you know, the son of a bitch song, but the rest of them, it's all good stuff.
Yeah, well, all them good tunes that we just mentioned, they all come off the same album. Off the Harrah's Dog album. I can listen to that album from front to back all day.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, Dave, I got some dinner warming up here. I'm going to have to get after it, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. I got some stuff I got to take care of here, too, so I was going to say the same thing. You're going to give me a little bit of chow and see what the rest of the night brings me, so maybe be out here later, who knows. Anyway, you take care of yourself, big brother, and appreciate the shout. Appreciate the conversation, man. I hope you're having a... hope you're doing good and everything like that. We'll catch you on the flip.
All right, brother. Good talking, man. Always good talking. Yeah. I guess it's WSAL 946 for ID. Dave, I'm going to be clear. Probably be monitoring. You have a good one, bro.
Hey, my friend. 73 is right at you. WSSZ 793, and I'm out. Thank you.